annual Orchard Nutrition Health Fair is coming Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of items all related to your health, including a barbecue, fun for the kids, a chance to meet your favorite radio personalities, and great music from DJ Bobette. Find out about organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Your comfort and privacy is important, and products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Part of the entire alpha male experience is enjoying life's great pleasures. We don't need any major holiday to celebrate. But when a big celebration does occur, in this case Cinco de Mayo, which is soon coming up, actually, it is tomorrow, we will make sure that we celebrate appropriately here on the Cigar Dave Show. We have put together the largest in the history, in almost the 24-year history of the Cigar Dave Show, lineup of tequilas as we get set to conduct Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers. We've got Sommelier Dave. We've got Tommy Diadio from Corona Cigars in the Davidoff Store and Lounge. We celebrate Cinco de Mayo. It has nothing to do with the celebration and founding of mayonnaise. It's the 5th of May. A holiday that celebrates the date of the Mexican Army's 1862 victory over France at the Battle of Puebla during the Franco-Mexican War, and it falls tomorrow, Sunday, all day. It's interesting. It's a relatively minor holiday in Mexico, but here in the United States, it has become a giant commemoration, a day to party, just like St. Patrick's Day. You don't have to be Irish. You don't have to be Mexican. You don't have to be an illegal alien. And in fact, a very quick caveat. No illegal aliens were used or will be used in today's production, Cinco de Mayo Day celebratory maneuver production of the Cigar Dave Show. Everyone is a U.S. citizen, I know, because I asked for their papers prior to the start of the show. As always, the General Front and Center, we move Command Center Alpha to the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge here in the Cigar City. They have been very hospital hosts over many, many shows once again today. As always, I give you a long-ass greeting and salutation, a long-ass snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Don't forget, follow us. Go to CigarDave.com, social media, upper right-hand corner. You will see all of our social media feeds. It is my pleasure, first of all, to welcome our wonderful host, the Senior Executive Vice President of Tobacco, or I should say not just tobacco, but of Spirits Procurement, of the Corona Cigar and Davidoff at Geneva Store and Lounge, Tommy Diadio. Tommy D, once again, thank you for your hospitality.
Pleasure is mine. I just want to wish Angel Benitez a happy birthday, which is Cinco de Mayo. That's his birthday.
Fifth of, really?
Yes.
And why is he not here? Last time he was
he's
here
on vacation.
Where is he?
He's out in Clearwater.
Oh, he's in Clearwater. He's right across the bridge. Get him on the phone
he's
right now.
He's on the beach.
And tell him he needs to come in here right now. Well, a happy birthday to Angel Benitez, who is what? The overseas all of
the general manager of all the stores.
General manager of all the stores. A good friend. And also, our resident sommelier, Sommelier Dave Cavanis, By the way, love the Mexican, the big Mexican sombrero. Looks like the former Tampa Stadium, just about half a mile from here.
Thank you. Long ashes and greetings. Salutations back to you, General. It's a thrill to be here again. I'm looking forward to all these 28 tequilas we're going to consume.
28.
And about six drinks that we've have made.
And, Tommy, when I, of course, walked in, you see the lineup. You're like, what are you, crazy? You got so many tequilas.
It looks like a bar.
It does look like a bar. But, Tommy, as the global five-star general and alpha male in chief, it is incumbent upon me to keep setting the bar higher and higher. I can't come with three or four or five different tequilas. We do it big. We're not wussified betas. Look, if we were wussified beta, they'd say, they'd come in and say,
excuse me, can we try two tequilas or Cinco de Mayo tasting maneuvers?
No, we got 28, and actually there's about seven more that I could probably get to, but we'll keep it at 28 because we are at the max. But as always, we love sampling different tequilas, and I always mark the passage of the year by what show we're doing. Samadhi, Dave, and Tommy, we started off the new year, or the end of last year, with champagne and sparkling wine tasting maneuvers. Mm-hmm. Then we went into St. Patrick's Day tasting maneuvers, Irish whiskey. Now we've got Cinco de Mayo. Next month we're going to do, we haven't really made the announcement, but we're going to do cool, refreshing summer wines.
Nice.
So we'll do that. And then before you know it, bourbon. We'll be looking at National Bourbon Heritage Month and Cigar Oktoberfest and then doing the sparkling wine and champagne tasting show again.
Yeah.
It's a continuous cycle.
Yeah. We should do a scotch one.
We have done a scotch, but we'll do that again.
We could do that. Because you've done very well with that. You love the Balvenie and the Glenfiddich. Mm-hmm. And there's so many new scotches, to Tommy's point.
Yeah. You know, maybe August we'll do that. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll be as a prelude into National Bourbon Heritage Month, maybe we'll make it Scotch Celebration Month here on the Cigar Dave Show. I think we're going to do that. So mark that down, Scotty Dave.
We'll
Same
do.
Thing, Tommy D. We'll have you back. All right, so let's talk about Cinco de Mayo. As I mentioned, everybody thinks that Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day. It is not. It was a victory at the Battle of Puebla. Now, I'm not going to give a history lesson here, but suffice it to say, we as Americans, we don't need any major reasons to celebrate. Just like St. Patrick's Day, you don't need to be Irish. On Dingus Day, the day after Easter, you don't need to be Polish to enjoy Polish delicacies or Polish vodka.
We don't need a reason to party.
We don't need a reason to party. As alphas, we celebrate life's great pleasures. So, today we'll be talking tequila tasting maneuvers, as well as some tequila libations. And maybe, what do you think? Maybe I'll do Uber Eats and we'll order some Mexican food. Although, here's my thinking. If a bean wasn't good enough the first time when you fry it to eat it, why would you refry it a second time thinking it's going to be any better?
To dry it out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, a refried bean.
Yeah.
You know, that's like a re-grilled steak.
It's a twice-baked bean.
A twice-baked bean. You know, twice-baked potato, maybe, but not a twice-baked bean. So maybe we'll do a little Uber Eats in just a little bit. All right, so Samadhi, Dave, let us talk about tequila. It is a Mexican distilled beverage made from the blue agave plant.
Yes, it is. It goes all the way back to the 16th century. It was established in the area around Guadalajara. In the highlands, you had these blue agave Weber plants out there growing, and it was just loving life in this red volcanic soil. And then came the conquistadors, and they started to drink up the local beverage that was being put out by the Indians of the area. And it's just grown to where there's about 28 different agave plants. Tequila is the only one that's made out of blue agave. The other ones are made into mezcal. And I've brought four mezcals for you to try today. And they're usually in about six or seven of the other counties in Mexico.
So a mezcal is not technically a tequila?
No, because it's not from Guadalajara, from the town of Tequila, that region.
But it's still like made of blue agave?
No. Yeah, they can be. But usually they're not.
They're not. What are they made from?
Well, other Weber agave plants.
Oh, other agave. Not a blue agave, but other agave plants.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
They're not
going
to waste blue on mezcal because they don't have enough blue agave right now.
So blue is the creme de la creme, top of the
line.
Yes, and it all comes around that region in Guadalajara, Jalisco, tequila.
Now, when we talk about a blue agave, it almost looks like a cactus.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they squeeze the juice, or what? How do they, what's
the
process?
Well, they take off the fronds, the Jimadors come with their knives and that.
Right.
Well, it's like a pizza. Would you put pizza in an oven and
really?
All that? Oh, yep. The ends are real sharp, so they take off all the fronds.
Right.
And then they will take and they'll crush that, and then they'll cook it. They'll either steam it or do it in compressed ovens and break up all the starches and everything. And then they'll go and shred that, run the juice, and then distill the juice.
Would I be correct in saying that tequila is a type of mezcal?
No, not really.
Well, because they both use agave.
Right.
So it's kind of like whiskey. You have bourbon whiskey, but there's certain,
right.
to be called bourbon, it has to be 51% corn,
but
still.
Same thing with brandy and cognac.
Right, same thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
similar.
Well, the thing with it, when you say tequila, you know the region it's coming from.
Yeah.
If you say mezcal, you know it's not coming from that region.
From that
technically,
region.
It's from a different plant other than the blue agave.
Right, and Mexican laws state that tequila may only be produced in the state of Jalisco and the other municipalities that you mentioned. Additionally, it is protected through NAFTA in the U.S. and Canada and other countries, Japan, Israel, certain countries in the European Union. You cannot call it tequila unless it comes from that region.
Just like bourbon. You can't call bourbon from some whiskey in Japan.
But it does not have to be bottled in Mexico. And what's interesting is much of the tequila,
law, right,
right comes into the United States and is bottled here.
Because it's cheaper to do that. It's cheaper to transport the liquid. Glass is so expensive and so heavy, so now they bring it in the United States. Jacksonville has a huge bottling plant. Yes.
I did not realize that. Now, tequila, by U.S. law, must contain at least 40% alcohol by volume or 80 proof to be able to be sold in the United States. Now, interesting with tequila, some history. First produced in the 16th century near the city of Tequila, which wasn't officially established until 1666, a fermented beverage from the agave plant known as pulque was consumed in pre-Columbian central Mexico before European contact. And as you said, when the Spanish conquistadors ran out of their own brandy, they needed a distilled spirit. They distilled agave to produce one of North America's first indigenous distilled spirit. And 80 years later, around 1600, Don Pedro Sanchez de Tagle, the Marquis of Altamira, began mass-producing tequila at the first factory in modern-day Jalisco, and by 1608, the colonial governor of Nueva Galicia had begun to tax his products. Isn't that interesting?
Yep.
As soon as somebody starts enjoying a product, the government has to tax it. Not just in the U.S., every other place. And Spain's King Carlos IV granted the Cuervo family the first license to commercially make tequila. Now, when we look at tequila recently, though, it seems to me, Samadhi, Dave, and Tommy, that it's really had a renaissance similar to Irish whiskey, maybe the last, you think, 10 years, 12 years?
It's the largest growing spirits, though, right?
Well, it could be even longer than that, about 12 years or so. But where it's actually really grown, and Tommy, you can attest to this, it's in the higher marks. It's not necessarily the tequila that you're making margaritas with. It's the stuff that you're drinking neat.
Mm-hmm.
The higher marks, the añejos, the extra añejos, the reposados in that. There's where your really big growth is coming in.
Well, what's interesting is when you look at a number of the spirits that have really taken off, and we've spoken about Irish whiskey, we've spoken about the renaissance in whiskeys and bourbons, but amazingly, it seems to me that not only have we seen a big renaissance, but all these brands have been introduced. And then we're reading about these brands getting sold a few years later for huge amounts of money. There was one of the actors. I can't remember who
George
it was.
George Clooney.
George Clooney. A number of guys got together.
Mm-hmm.
One of the
Wasn't it
Vidal Sassoon or one of the other guys that has hair products?
Hagar has some.
But hair products was Padron, Paul Mitchell.
That's right. That's right. Paul Mitchell. All these, they got into tequila, now all of a sudden these big conglomerates coming in paying big monies because of the growth.
Sammy made more money from selling Cabo Wabo than he did playing Van Halen. He just came out with a Mezcal tequila mix.
Right.
So he just came out with, I think it's Sabo it's called.
I'm sure. And we also saw, I'm trying to remember, didn't Dan Aykroyd have a tequila?
He has a vodka.
Crystal Head. Crystal Head, that's right. So separate. But we're seeing all these people getting into it, and it's just fascinating to me how all of a sudden they produce a product that's been around for a long time, and yet they sell it at massive, massive numbers. Did the sales, you tell me, Tom, and did the sales justify that kind of valuation?
Yeah. Yes.
$1 billion.
Yes. There's such growth in that. But if you look at it, you have all that money from Wall Street. People are going there, getting the money. And with technology, it's almost like wine. It's hard to make a bad product anymore because of the technology. You go, you buy your distillation units and whatever, your stills, and you just get the product.
Well, in June 2013, there was, up until that time, there was a ban on the importation of tequila into China. Following a state visit to Mexico by President Xi Jinping, President Xi, we have a great relationship, President Xi and I, he lifted the ban on importation. So they expect huge growth in tequila exports over to China. So when we're talking about massive growth here in the United States and other parts of the world, China, we may see the same thing happening to tequila that's happened to bourbon and Scotch whiskey.
It's taking us to go through the roof. It's already going up already this year.
Yeah, incredible. Now, Tommy, here at the Davidoff of Geneva store and lounge in the cigar city of Tampa, you also have three stores in Orlando, Corona Cigars. Has tequila been a huge growth driver?
Yeah, we do three of our own personal barrels of them. We do a Padron. We have an El Tesoro, and now we're going to do one with Sazerac, a Corzon, with a one of six different one of their bourbon barrel finishes.
And one we're going to sample today.
It's the Padron one.
The Padron.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, so same thing. You can go and pick your own barrel. So it's really a single barrel tequila. Is it normally, would I say, similar to whiskey, that you have single, is there the equivalent of a single malt whiskey or blended whiskeys with tequila?
It's one barrel, and you can pick with Padron. I think it's like six different barrel finishes. We picked the Limousine Oak is what we did.
So basically, they take the tequila. They get a nice, big, long, stretched limousine. They dump the tequila in there, and it picks up the wood nuances from the limousine.
Think,
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
Well, what is a limousine wood?
It's the one forest in France.
Yeah.
It has great properties to it, which age, whether it's wine or distilled spirits.
So nothing to do with a stretched limo, such as the president would travel in.
But what Tommy has with the Patron, we also have with the Milagro here. Mm-hmm. That's a single barrel right there that they go into the...
That's in the store.
Yeah, but it'll be different. Yeah. You have to look at the numbers and all that.
Right.
This is bottle three of that batch. Yeah. There's probably maybe a couple hundred bottles out of this batch and all that.
We are talking tequila tasting maneuvers on our Cinco de Mayo celebration here today, along with resident sommelier Dave Cavanis and Tommy Diadio of the Davidoff Store Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa and Corona Stores in Orlando. Sommelier Dave, talk about the process of distilling tequila. We know it's the blue agave. Tell us the process.
So what they do is they harvest the actual piñas, and they take and they go and they crush them, and then they'll take them and they'll put them in the ovens, smoke them, get the juice out of it. They'll shred it. They'll distill the juice. And then it'll just go through whether it's a column distillation or whatever, how many times they want to distill it, because it comes off the still at a low alcohol proof. So through distillation, you can get it up to where it's going to meet their qualification of around 80 proof.
Excellent. Now, there is aging similar when we talk about whiskey,
right?
Because there is something called a Blanco. So let's talk about the types of tequila.
So when you have a Blanco, usually it's a whiskey, a young tequila that's been put into a stainless steel, which is there for under 2 months.
Under 2 months. So basically, it's the equivalent of like an unaged whiskey, if you will.
Well, it's almost like Beaujolais Nouveau.
But most people aren't even putting it in for 2 months. They're just distilling
it,
right?
Well, if they're going to make it to be made like Cuervo or something where it's really for mixing purposes. Mm-hmm. People aren't drinking it neat.
Nope.
Yeah, why?
Why bother?
Yeah, spend the money on time. So if you're going to go ahead and then start to go let it rest a little bit, that's called reposado. That's over 2 months to just under 1 year. And then after that year, it's called añejo, which means age. So it's from a year to 3 years. After that, then it's called an extra añejo. And they can be expensive because of the time in the barrel, which costs money, plus then the angel share. You do lose some of the liquid due to angel share.
Now, are the reposado and the añejos aged both in barrels?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's where you'll get the color, dependent on the distillery, because it is not illegal to use the, you know, coloring mm-hmm. to give the color. But usually if you get a natural distiller, they'll just let the barrel give it that color. And some of those añejos and that look so translucent almost because it hasn't really imparted too much color, but you do get the flavor and you get the nuances from the barrel.
So Blanco is usually less than 2 months, in a steel...
Yeah, stainless steel.
Stainless steel drum or...
Yeah, vat.
Vat, okay. And then Reposado, how long?
2 months to a year.
2 months to 1 year in a barrel.
Barrel.
And then añejo is greater than 1 year?
A year to 3 years.
Okay, 1 year to 3 years.
And then after 3 years, it's called extra añejo.
I think the longest extra añejo I've seen is 7. It might be an 8.
I think I've got one that was 8.
But
7. After that much time in a barrel.
Now, what if you did a Blanco in a bourbon barrel but under 2 months? Is it still Blanco?
Yeah, because it's aged under 2 months.
Right.
But
then it'd be expensive
because
you're taking the barrels, which barrels are very expensive.
So when you are making margaritas or any other sort of mixed cocktail using tequila, Blanco is what would be recommended.
Yeah, unless you've got a really discerning palate and you can taste the Reposado for your margarita or whatever you're going to make, tequila sunrise or whatever.
You start getting the sipping when you get in the Reposado and an añejo.
And then really the añejo to me is for if you're a cigar connoisseur, that's when you want to put it in a snifter, very similar to a nice single malt scotch,
cognac. There's sherry finish.
Absolutely.
And that's where the real growth is, in those tequilas.
Yeah, those two barrel finishes.
People have a little discerning credit, you know, they can spend that extra money.
Well, and I will say that throughout the course of all these tastings of various tequilas, my palate has expanded, and I now have become a big fan of añejo or extra añejo tequila, just with a cigar neat in a snifter. It is a fabulous tasting experience, nice nuances, but if you love a high-end single malt scotch or a single barrel bourbon, you will absolutely love an añejo or an extra añejo tequila. And we've got a huge variety. When we come back, we'll give you the entire list. We've got 28 different tequilas that we will be enjoying. Sommelier Dave, just quickly, what are we going to be starting off with at the beginning of the next segment?
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to do the Tanteo Jalapeno Tequila. We're going to taste that because I made you a very nice Agalima Tanteo Jalapeno Bloody Maria to start off with.
Not a Bloody Mary, Bloody Maria.
Bloody Maria, then we'll go into Cenote, and then Milagro.
All right, beautiful. So we've got vertical tastings. We've got a whole bunch of fabulous brands, including a very special single barrel tequila that Tommy Diadio of Davidoff and Corona Cigars has provided us. So when we come back, we'll start off our very first tequila tasting with the Tanteo Jalapeno and a Tanteo Bloody Maria as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Pull out your sombreros. It's Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers on the Cigar Dave Show.
I believe this is the Frito corn chip theme. Ay, 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 I am the Frito Bandito. You probably don't remember that, Sergeant Steve, that commercial, do you? You know, a little bit? Somebody, Dave, you remember that Frito
commercial. I'm all over remembering
you
that.
You remember that one. Yeah, that'll probably be pretty politically incorrect. But we're not politically incorrect, so we do not care. Cinco de Mayo, tequila, tasting maneuvers today on the Cigar Dave Show. Sommelier Dave Cavanis, Tommy Diadio, the Senior Executive VP of Spirits Procurement for Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in Tampa, and the three Corona Cigar Stores in Orlando, will rejoin us in just a little bit. And actually, I used high technology. I'm thinking, wait a minute, what's missing? We've got 28 different tequilas. We're going to have all these tequila cocktails. Sommelier Dave, What are we missing? We need the delicacy. Food. Bingo. So I went on Uber Eats as we conduct broadcast maneuvers, and I believe that probably, within about 35 to 40 minutes, we should have a cornucopia of Mexican delights. Chili con queso. I ordered enchiladas, tacos, burritos, a little bit of salsa, chips. I got everything. So
si, senor general. I am so hungry.
See, with all the tequila tastings, we're going to need some nourishment to get into our stomach. So, first up, Sommelier Dave, let's talk about the first line of tequilas we'll be tasting. Actually, one, Tanteo Jalapeño. Would I be correct to assume that there's tastes and notes of jalapeño in this Tanteo tequila?
Yes, you would be. We're going to start with 100% agave tequila, then infuse it with fresh jalapenos. Their mild jalapeno flavor will mix well with the agave base. This will result in a unique, delicious tequila with a savory beat.
Savory. Now, on the nose right now, man, I can definitely get some of that jalapeno.
It stands out.
Wow.
I got a little bit on my fingers, and it just...
So this would not be... You could. Well, let's try it. Let's say cheers. We'll try it as sipping tequila here. Let's see. Oh, that's got some jalapeno.
Oh, yeah. It's got some
flavor. Oh, yeah. There's some serious kick on the back.
Now, they also have a habanero and a couple other styles.
Well,
the reason I brought it,
a lot of kick.
Because I wanted to make it, you know, we do Bloody Marys with vodka or gin.
Right.
Why can't you start off your day tomorrow on the 5th with a Bloody Maria?
Bloody Maria.
So that is just the Agalima. By itself.
Oh, okay. So this is the Bloody Agalima Organic Bloody Mary Mix. Okay.
Right. Really big on organics.
Mm,
a lot
good.
Of flavor. You got Roma tomatoes, Worcestershire, chipotle pepper, horseradish, select herbs and spices.
Well,
really tasty.
With 1,200 milligrams of sodium in an 8-ounce glass, it should have a lot of kick to it. That's why I used to love drinking this straight up on airplanes, just the tequila mix.
Yeah.
Or not the tequila mix, the Bloody Mary mix, Mr. and Mrs.
Sure.
T. And I'd always be thirsty after drinking about five of them.
Yeah.
And then when I looked at the sodium, I cut it out completely.
Yeah.
That's got to be 25 years ago.
Right.
Loaded.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But it's tasty. It's really good.
It is tasty. All right, so we've got the little celery stalk here with the olives. So.
Yeah.
Mmm. That's good. I got to have an olive.
That'll get you to your lunch.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mmm. Love the olives. Mm. Say cheers. A Bloody Maria.
Maria.
Mm. Here we go. Mm. Whoa. You get that sweetness of the Agalima Bloody Mary mix.
Right.
Then you get the
heat of the jalapeno.
And the kick of the Tanteo jalapeno.
Right.
From the tequila. That, you know who would like this? Colonel Ange.
Yeah.
Captain Paul.
Sure.
Voice Talent Ed.
Yeah.
And maybe even McDeBritt.
But what a way to start off tomorrow drinking festivities with that.
Woo! That's got some serious kick. Now, this Tanteo, tell me about this.
Well, Tanteo is Mexican tequila, which is infused.
Okay.
And like I said, it has a lot of nice jalapenos in here. They do have a habanero, and it's just... delicious. It's really affordable. It's $36 a bottle. It's just about in every liquor store that you possibly could go into, your ABCs, your Totals, all your grocery chain liquor stores also. It's a great way to spicing up your cocktail.
Oh, there's major spice. So $26 for the Tanteo Jalapeno. Tons of jalapeno notes on the nose. Major heat on the way down.
Right.
That is my tasting note for the Tanteo Jalapeno. This would be something, if you are going to create a Bloody Mary, would I serve this plain? Probably not. But it's definitely a nice addition into the portfolio. So a nice way to start with the Tanteo Jalapeno. Now we're going to move into Cenote, spelled C-E-N-O-T-E. Beautiful bottles. Tell me about Cenote.
Cenote is an ultra-premium, 100% agave azul, from, you know, the Yucatan area of Mexico. It is named for a particular underground water system, which is unique to that geographical region. The Mayans considered windows to the world inhabited by gods and goddesses. It's a result of diligent craftsmanship by master distiller Arturo Fuente. It's
brilliant. Wait, did you say Arturo Fuente?
Yeah, there's more than one Arturo.
There's more Arturo. Who knew that the Fuente, another Fuente family, was involved with tequila?
How many Joe Smiths are there in the world?
Who knew? Who knew? Now, is this a relatively, is Cenote a relatively new brand?
Yeah, it's within the last couple of years, maybe three. No, the brand itself isn't. But coming to the United States, getting distribution and everything, and that's one of the reasons why I brought a lot of the tequilas we have. You can see a lot of the other ones constantly. But to source out new and unique ones, this is a great way to do it.
All right, so the Cenote Tequila Blanco, again, this is 100% Azula Blue Agave, mm-hmm. but I get less than 2 months in a stainless steel vat.
Correct.
All right, which one? Is this the one right here?
Yeah, that's going to be the Blanco.
Okay, this is the Blanco. So now what I'm going to do is say cheers. Wow, this almost has... It's
a lot of flavor.
Well, on the nose, it's almost straight up alcohol is what I'm smelling, with a little bit of sweetness. I'll take a sip.
You know, you have really continuous rich flavors of the cooked agave, spices, a little bit of green vegetable.
All right, so heavy alcohol on the nose.
It was mellowed in American oak barrels for 3 weeks.
And it's got a little bit of warmth with a very earthy type of taste. So that is my tasting note on that. So Cenote Blanco, how much?
You're looking at $36 a bottle.
$36. Now we move into the Reposado, which, as we know, is aged from 3 months, 2 months to a year.
Yeah, so this is done in 6 months.
6 months they keep it in. And correct. This Cenote Reposado, as I'm looking at it, almost has almost like a light yellow color to it.
Correct, and that's all natural. That's from the new oak that they're using on that.
All right, let's say cheers on that. Again, a little bit more woodiness. And the sweetness on the nose.
Yeah, from the aging of the oak. It's really a delightful tequila.
Delightful,
very
sweetness,
sipping.
More expansive on the palate.
Right.
More complex than the
Blanco.
The Blanco, no question about it. So definitely, this would be a nice. You could use this for some nice tequila cocktails. You could even sip this straight up.
Right.
Be very, very nice. Now we move into the añejo, which means aged. And as we know, it's got to be more than a year, usually less than what, 3?
Yeah, it's less than 3. Usually, on an average, if you look at most añejos, they're going to be aged about 15 months, maybe 18, you know, depending on the cost factor. This is really nice. You're going to get some smoke wood notes on the nose.
Now, this has almost a Colorado color. Looks almost like a tan cigar wrapper.
That's 18 months in the barrel.
Definitely getting a lot of fruit notes.
No, you're going to get some vanilla spice and chocolate on your palate.
Well, let me try
it.
That. We'll say cheers. This is the Cenote Añejo.
And your finish is going to be really complex because you're going to get those little nuances here and there.
That is smooth.
Very
smooth. So wonderful notes of fruit and sweetness on the nose. Very smooth. Definite vanilla. Light spice. Almost like a clove spice on the palate. Very, very pleasant. Cenote. Love this.
That's about $45 a bottle.
That one would be a General's 5-star selection.
There you go.
$45. Cannot go wrong with that. That is the... on Yeho. And now we're going to go to the
Cristalino from...
That's also Cenote. This is the Cenote.
They have it.
Cristalino?
Right.
The Añejo. But it's white.
Yes, because of the filtration.
Ah.
So this is an elegant toasted finish aged over a year in American oak casks, passed through activated carbon filters, which extract the amber hue and preserves the beautiful aromas in this aged spirit. So what they're doing is putting it over carbon charcoal, which takes the color out. That's why Gentleman Jack is done 1.5 times. If you did it twice, it would take all the color out of the Jack.
Almost
it'd be white.
Yeah, almost a lemon citrus aroma on the nose. So lemon citrus aroma on the nose. Let me say
cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very tasty.
Oh, yeah. This is not what I expected looking at this clear añejo.
Mm-hmm.
But it's definitely not as expansive as the Cenote Añejo. Not detecting major wood notes. And that's obviously because of the filtration.
You're right. It's taken it out. So you're looking at about $65 a bottle.
No heat on the palate.
No.
Very pleasant.
Smooth.
Very tame.
Yeah.
Tame and smooth is what I
yeah.
would say. Tame, smooth, with a very, very light note of sweetness. So I would say the Añejo and the Cristalino Añejo, both my favorites. You cannot go wrong with the Reposado. How much for this Cristalino Añejo?
$65.
So $65, a little bit more expensive. For those of you that like a medium to fuller flavored cigar Maduro, I would stick with a Cenote Añejo for $45. If you want something that's going to be very, very smooth, that would go with a nice mild Connecticut wrapped cigar or just sipping plain to have in your bar.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
I have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Cigar connoisseurs and enthusiasts love going into their retailer's humidor and seeing what's new, what's exciting. It's like a kid in a candy store. And we've got a great way that you can enjoy and sample fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month, you will receive 3 fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia, Drew Estate, Sindicato, Fonseca. Incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Build a big wall, secure the border. Make America great and secure. New lyrics to the Mexican hit La Cucaracha. Had to interject that in again as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers. No illegal aliens used in the production of today's show. All right. We've talked about all these different spirits, and we're going to get to our next lineup and our next cocktail in just a moment. But first, I need a fine cigar that is appropriate for our Cinco de Mayo celebration maneuvers.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the General to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, we need something with a Mexican twist. And some great friends of mine in the cigar industry that are known for their incredible Mexican tobaccos and their Tiamo cigars, Alberto and Alejandro Torrent, they've been on the show many times, great folks. And I have pulled out a Romeo San Andreas. Now, this follows the launch of the Romeo by Romeo y Julieta. This is an interesting collaboration between Altares and A.J. Fernandez, specifically between Rafael Nodal, who joined Altares several years ago from Boutique Blends, working on new products on behalf of Altares, and A.J. Fernandez, or Abdel Fernandez of A.J. Fernandez Cigars. So they worked on different blends. They wanted to start off with a San Andrean Mexican wrapper. I love this wrapper. This wrapper has been around for a long time. There was a stigma to Mexican tobacco, Mexican wrapper. Nobody wanted to admit that they used San Andreas Moron, this beautiful Maduro wrapper. Jim Colucci, at the time with Altares, about 10 years ago, said to the Torrents, I want every bit of San Andreas Maron leaf you can get me, because I'm going to start making cigars using this leaf, and I'm going to tell everybody. And sure enough, big hits. And then the next thing you know, a few years later at one of the cigar retailers convention, I look around, there's about 8 manufacturers, 10 manufacturers all coming out with San Andreas Maron wrapped cigars, including Rocky Patel and Romeo y Julieta. So this Romeo San Andreas uses a beautiful San Andreas Moron wrapper. Nicaraguan binder, Dominican and Nicaraguan filler. Comes in four sizes. We've pulled out the Toro, 6 inches in length with a 54 ring gauge. Suggested retail, about $10. Now, this cigar is going to have a lot of flavor, a lot of boldness, a lot of richness. Just looking at this wrapper, you can tell this is an absolutely serious cigar. Mexican San Andrean wrapper. Beautiful taste that I cannot wait to get to. It's a nice medium, medium plus cigar. So without any further delay.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
All right, I'm pulling out my Cigar Dave Mala Make America Light Tate again. Ah, yes, fantastic. Beautiful flame comes out about 2 inches. You can't hear it because of the music. There we go. Ready to go.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. I will now toast the foot of this magnificent looking Romeo San Andreas. It almost looks like chocolate when you do look at this thing. All right, I'm toasting the foot of this cigar, taking my time. All right. Very nice. Let me just heat it up a little bit more. I will puff and rotate. Oh, I just ran out of butane. Somebody, Dave, let me borrow your lightation device.
Didn't bring one today.
You didn't bring one?
No.
Marky Mark, we need a lightation device. I just ran out of butane. All right, Marky Mark, the store manager here at Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge, all the way from central New York, bringing me that fine lightation device. Thank you, Marky Mark. Wait, oh, look at that. See, a man always has a backup plan, and Marky Mark was my backup plan. All right. All right. Nice draw on this Romeo San Andreas. Nice. As I puff and rotate, let me just make sure I have a nice, even amber glow. I do. Somebody, Dave, you may like your cigar.
Thank you very much.
Right now. Many thanks, Marky Mark. I'll tell you what, would you be kind enough to get this refilled for us? For some reason, we didn't get a complete fill. You always want to, and that's got a big tank on that Cigar Dave R&D Mala Make America Lightate Again Lighter. All right, great draw, great taste. Very nice. This is going to go beautifully with our tequilas because we've got some silvers that are going to be on the mild to medium, the reposado on the medium, and añejo a little bit more flavorful. So this is a very nice balance. What do you think, Somadi, Dave?
Very good. Love it.
A little too
delicious.
Much. You got too much blue smoke on the way back.
Yeah, on
there.
The way back. This is almost like Guinness when you look at the color and you're thinking, wow, this is going to be over the top, really powerful. You start to smoke this, it is very mild. It's delicious.
Very nice. Okay. So, Monday, Dave, when we think of a tequila-infused cocktail libation, what's the first thing you think of on the beach?
Margaritas.
Margarita, a little salt on the glass. Tell me how you made this.
I made that using Agalima organic margarita mix,
okay,
which is all natural products with lemon juice, and then I just used Cenote Blanco. Did it in the, you know, the combination is dictated on the bottle.
Sweetness with the salt. Now, this is what's very dangerous. You're on the beach. You're by a pool. You're thirsty. You're parched. This is like drinking candy almost.
I was going to say Kool-Aid in a way.
Kool-Aid,
yeah, Kool-Aid,
candy.
Right.
And what happens is
overdrink.
You overdrink. And that's where people have this misnomer. Oh, tequila's going to make me sick. Yeah. Sure. You have 6 or 8 of these on the beach
over a few hours. Yeah, you dehydrate. Right.
Absolutely you're going to get sick because you're going to have 6, 8 shots of tequila. But we know, as experienced connoisseurs, tequila, sipping, snifter with a cigar, absolutely marvelous. Cinco de Mayo, tequila tasting maneuvers continue. Hour 2, next.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Involved with the local Pregnancy Resource Center. Volunteer time, volunteer hope, volunteer help. Do what you can at the local level. Work with your churches. Get your churches to adopt a Pregnancy Resource Center.
The event was capped by a 12-week campaign that celebrated the sanctity of life. The final event was a live 4D showing of an ultrasound on big screen TVs in Times Square. North Korea's missile program back in the news again after several short-range missile launches earlier today.
North Korea's firing of what South Korea describes as several short-range missiles comes as a likely sign of Pyongyang's growing frustration at stalled diplomatic talks with Washington. North Korea is seeking relief from international sanctions in return for nuclear disarmament. But President Trump says he still believes a nuclear deal with North Korea will happen. In a Saturday morning tweet, Trump says he believes North Korean leader Kim Jong-un fully realizes the great economic potential of North Korea and will do nothing to interfere or end it. Trump adds, he also knows that I'm with him and does not want to break his promises to me. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former Vice President Joe Biden focusing his 2020 White House campaign on South Carolina this weekend. Several other Democratic candidates spending time in Iowa, another early voting state. Biden making his debut visit in the first in the South primary state with a stop in Columbia at a dinner, fundraising dinner this evening. Meanwhile, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio about to throw his hat in the ring. Inside sources say he could do it by Wednesday, which is his 58th birthday. That would make 22 Democrats running. News and analysis, townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Many young people preparing to vote in South Africa's election next week say they're not happy with the current levels of unemployment and widespread corruption.
Voters under the age of 25 never directly experienced apartheid's racial oppression and segregation, as the system was dismantled in 1994 by Nelson Mandela's government. But they and others say they want to see more drastic change, and the leaders of opposition parties are hoping to win their support. This 24-year-old voter says it's time for something new.
We've tried all the old methods already, and evidently it's not working because people are still really, really struggling.
However, a voter who is unemployed believes current President Cyril Ramaphosa is the best choice.
He can manage to fix some of the things because we have lost
10 years of the country.
The elections are taking place amid growing pessimism, with over 60% of South Africans saying they are dissatisfied with the country's democracy. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Denver landlord who was recorded telling her tenants to find, quote, an American person, good like you and me, to sublease her property instead of a Muslim father and son, now have to pay the men $675,000 under a settlement.
The three-bed sued last year, generating local news coverage and online pleas to boycott the woman's business. Rashad Khan said it was a relief after more than a year of reliving his first experience of someone refusing to work with him and his father, Saned, because of their faith and race. The dispute focused on a building in the Denver neighborhood surrounded by homes, coffee shops, and grocery stores. Patrick Frost reporting.
On this date in 1970, Ohio National Guardsmen opened fire during an anti-war rally protest at Kent State University. 4 students were killed, 9 others were wounded. It made national headlines. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Tomorrow is May 5th. That is Cinco de Mayo. And that celebrates the big Mexican victory in 1862 at the Battle of Puebla, Mexico, defeating France. Everybody thinks it's Mexican Independence Day. It's not. But we always celebrate any form of holiday where there's libations and delicacies involved. Cinco de Mayo, tequila. Tequila cocktails and delicacies, too. We'll have some Mexican food. In fact, I am tracking on Uber Eats right now as we speak. It is 1:06 Eastern Time. They're telling me by 1:09, 3 minutes from now, we should have a humongous $160 order from Miguel's Mexican restaurant here in the Cigar City, right, delivered to us, front and center. And we will chow down on all the delicacies that I have ordered, especially when we're talking about tasting 29 different tequilas, plus about 4 different tequila-inspired cocktails. We started off with the Tanteo Jalapeno, a nice tequila with a jalapeno taste and aroma and kick to it. Then we had a Tanteo Bloody Mary, actually Bloody Maria for celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Then we went into a tasting of Cenote tequilas. They're Blanco, they're Reposado, and they're Añejo and Cristalino Añejo. Very, very unique. It's an Añejo that's aged, but they filter out any of the color, and it softens up the taste a little bit. And then we had a Cenote margarita that was absolutely spectacular with the Agalina margarita mix. We're enjoying my Romeo San Andreas cigar with a San Andrean Mexican Marron wrapper. And now as we begin our second hour, we've got the Milagro line of tequilas, the Suerte, the Herradura, Viva, Azunia. We've got Montebolo. Is it, what is it, Montebolo?
Montebolos.
Montebolos. And some Mezcal, some Don Julio, a special, two special patrons that Tommy Diadio, the Senior Executive VP of Spirits Procurement at Davidoff of Geneva here in the Cigar City of Tampa and the three Corona cigar stores in Orlando, that has provided Sommelier Dave Cavanis, our resident sommelier, rejoins us. Sommelier Dave, we have been talking about tequila very quickly. One more time, 1 minute or less, what is tequila?
Tequila is a beverage from the agave, blue agave in the Tequila Guadalajara region that is processed into a delicious adult beverage.
Outstanding. Gotta be blue agave. Gotta be from the
Jalisco
region of Mexico.
Guadalajara, right, area. But the mezcals are from other areas of Mexico that have agave. But
gotcha.
27 other agaves.
Not made with blue agave, but other types of agave.
Right,
blue agave is the creme de la creme of agave.
Correct. In this region, there was a doctor whose name was Weber. So every once in a while I'll say blue, Weber, agave. He was the one that identified this particular species of agave and named it. And that grows exclusively in the Jalisco region, tequila.
No relation to Weber from Weber Grills.
No. But
all right.
They do cook it. They do steam it. They do process it in such a way to where you could get that thought process going, yes.
Outstanding. So let's go with the Milagro line. Tell me about Milagro. We've had it before.
Yes.
Beautiful bottles. And we've got a very unique Milagro, a silver barrel reserve.
Correct.
Amazing bottle that we'll be enjoying. But tell me about Milagro.
So Milagro, which is one of my favorite tequilas, due to the fact that I've been there, I've watched them harvest the piñas, transport them to the ovens, slowly bake them, and break down their complex fruitants into simple fructose. The baked piñas are then either shredded or mashed under a large stone wheel called a tajona. The pulp fiber is then left behind. They can either feed it to animals or whatever, but then it's distilled. They have some really nice column still at this distillery, and they just make wonderful tequila.
And Milagro has not been around for a very long time,
well,
correct?
It's been around at least a good 15 years.
But in the United States?
Yes.
It has been.
Yeah, it came around about 15 years ago.
Well, I can tell you that we've had this Milagro before. The packaging is incredible. The flavors are very, very unique. Top shelf all the way. And not overly expensive.
No, they're relatively inexpensive. You can get the silver and the Reposado. Usually they're line priced at around $29 to $31. The Añejo is going to come under $40. The Select Barrel is going to be around $43. Select Barrel will be similar to what Tommy bought, a single barrel. Well,
right.
That's what this is. They call it Select, but it's a single barrel tequila.
Well, when we look at the three bottles of Milagro, they're long cylindrical bottles. And for the silver, you can see that it in the center, it's translucent, but there's a bluish hue at the top and bottom. For the Reposado, again, you can see it's clear in the middle to get the actual color.
Correct.
Towards the top and bottom, more of a, almost like a medium brown. And then when we look at the Añejo,
it's brown.
That is brown all the way. It's a dark, almost a deep, almost a root beer type color.
Correct.
If you look at that, or a cola type color.
And it reminds me of the column stills that they have at the distillery. So it's really nice. It's a really beautiful area if anybody's in that part of Guadalajara. I suggest they go see the distillery.
All right, Milagro Silver on the nose.
It's going to be really crisp, fresh. It's agave forward, so you're going to smell the agave itself.
I do.
You get some citrus notes off that.
I'm getting some definite citrus notes on there. I'm also getting almost a cereal type of, almost a wheat type of aroma on the nose. I will say cheers.
Nice. Your flavor is going to be vegetal, citrus, spice.
Ooh. This is
spicy black pepper.
For a silver, yeah. This has got pepper. It's got spice. It's got almost just a very, very subtle taste of honey.
Yeah.
Very, very subtle. But this is,
this is
a spice bomb.
Yeah.
Spice bomb,
definitely.
By the way. Very nice.
It's where they source their agaves in the highlands.
And what's the difference?
Well, when you get in the lowlands, it's a different flavor profile than the highlands. You get more of a vegetable in the lowlands than you do in the highlands. You get more spice and flavors, just like grapes in the hillside versus on the flat side.
Suggested retail for the Milagro.
$29 to $31.
Very, very nice. Next up, we've got the Reposado. Let me say cheers. All right.
That also is going to be clean. You're going to get a really
very
nice
clean
agave note of caramel with that.
Yeah, I'm definitely on the nose, almost a little butterscotchy type of aroma.
When you look at it, it's going to be a neutral golden straw color.
Wow, it's very, very smooth going down. There's no bite, not a lot of spice, not a lot of warmth, just a very pleasant, almost a neat type of experience, a neat taste. Very
you get a little bit of caramel and toast in there. Mm-hmm. That's in between 3 months and 6 months that it's been aged.
Neat and clean with just a little bit of heat on the front of the tongue, but not much. But
yeah, the two owners, Danny and Moya, do a phenomenal job with their products.
Now we go to and what's the suggested retail?
Same, between $29 and $31, their line price.
Interesting. So even though it's aged longer, it's roughly the same amount.
Yeah.
All right.
But do that. Now you're with the Añejo. If you look at it, you're going to get a pale amber color to it. You know, when you look at the nose, you're going to probably get some coconut, toasted oats.
All right, let me.
From the aging.
Now, this on the nose, on this Añejo?
A little bit be more in depth. It's 14 months in the barrel.
Wow, that has got. Whew, that's definitely got a lot of character on the nose. I will say cheers, take a sip on this.
Could pick up some caramel, coconut, chocolate, tobacco, tropical fruit, anything like that. Be a little sweet, though, but yet spicy on the finish.
Wow, that's got some sizzle on the front of the tongue, heat on the back, but very, very smooth.
Yes.
Very smooth, almost spicy clove-like notes.
This is a good cigar sipping, quaffing style tequila. All the agave that they use here is estate grown, so they can control their agave. The other two, they source out a little bit because of its popularity. They need to go to the regular growers in the area to bring in some of their plants. But this is all estate grown. This is the best that they possibly can put into the market.
Mm, very, very nice. Very pleasant. Goes nicely with Maya Romeo, San Andreas. Very pleasant. Suggested retail on this, Somalia Dave? It's got to be more expensive. Look.
Yeah, you're looking at $39.
Okay, so $10 more.
Yeah, it's under $40.
All right, now we move into the Milagro Silver Barrel Reserve. This
Correct.
Is very, very unique because, first of all, the bottle on this thing looks like a blue agave translucent, and we'll send a picture. You can put your thumb on the bottom. It looks like the blue agave.
Correct.
But this is single barrel, very unique.
It's a single barrel, similar to towards later in the show. We're going to do the Grand Patron that Tommy bought for Davidoff here to utilize. What you're getting here is 100% estate-grown agave, which is mellowed in French oak barrels. You get a little hint of vanilla.
I'm getting vanilla right on the nose, but very smooth,
very smooth
off the bat.
Right.
Yep. Very nice. Let me say cheers on this. Again, this is clear. This is a silver.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's got some sweetness.
Yeah.
More expansive than a regular Blanco.
That's because it's in French oak. That's
what
we were talking about, the Limousin oak that they get in the forest in France. It gives such unique properties to the flavor profile of spirits.
Almost has a Chardonnay-esque type of flavor complexion to it.
Took out all the colors, so there it is.
And this is about 55, you said?
Yeah.
Very nice.
It
depends. That's limited. Is that still available?
Yeah, it's available, but it's not going to be the particular one that you're drinking because they take a barrel, bottle it, ship it. So as you go from market to market to market, the flavor is going to be different.
Very, very pleasant. Very nice. Okay, so let's do this. We're going to take a timeout. We've gone through the Milagro. We've got, I think probably about 20-some-odd more to go. We will continue celebrating Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers around the corner.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
Several items I wanted to squeeze into today's show. First up, big news in the world of cigars. Imperial Brands, based in Bristol, England, the parent company of Altadis USA, announced they were putting their premium cigar business, worldwide premium cigar business, on the block. It is for sale, part of a divestment program they announced back in May of 2018, trying to generate proceeds of $2 billion to pay down debt. Imperial Brands owns Altadis USA, maker of cigars such as Romeo y Julieta, Monte Cristo, Ace Upman. They also own JR Cigars, big mail-order cigar company, the Casa de Monte Cristo retail stores throughout the country, and they own 50% of the Cuban cigar business, Habanos, as well as 50% of the brands. Not a great time to sell a cigar-related business with regulation, FDA, possible limitations on mail order of cigars and other tobacco products. In their announcement, Imperial said that they realize tobacco valuations have come under some pressure in the past 12 months. They will only sell if they realize appropriate value. I have heard some of the numbers they are looking for. It will be a very tough pull for them to get that number, but do not be surprised if you see the Chinese coming in to bid. Would not surprise me at all. I'd hate to see it, but it could very well happen. Boeing held their annual meeting in Chicago this past Monday. CEO Dennis Muilenburg, who has done an absolutely horrendous job in the wake of two 737 MAX crashes, after the annual meeting held a press conference. He was smug, he was arrogant, unapologetic, a terrible look for Boeing. In fact, it has come out a few days ago, Wall Street Journal reported, that Boeing's own test pilots did not receive information about the 737 MCAS system. The engineers kept it from them, which is unconscionable. I'll have more on the Boeing story next week, but Dennis Muilenburg must go. Lastly, Kentucky Derby, 6:46 p.m. Eastern Time, post time tonight. Legendary trainer Bob Baffert has three horses, including Game Winner, a favorite. But there are two horses I want you to look for. A sentimental favorite, the Wood Memorial winner, Tacitus, trained by Bill Mott. He trained two-time Horse of the Year Cigar. Great horse. That's my sentimental favorite. Roadster is my long-shot favorite. A correction, not Roadster, By My Standard, going off at 15-1. By My Standard, winless first three starts. He won the Louisiana Derby in March. Solid workouts this week. My long shot favorite, going off at 15-1. It's a big one, By My Standard. Now, let's send you back for more tequila tasting maneuvers as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
The General certifies that no illegal aliens were used in the production or transmission of today's Cigar Dave Show. Continue Cinco de Mayo tasting maneuvers.
Some enjoyable, authentic Mexican delicacies were enjoyed during the break. Now, I recorded that interstitial earlier today because I did not want to disrupt the flow of our Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers from Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge here in the Cigar City. Rejoined with Samani Dave, Sergeant Steve, Tommy Diadio of Davidoff of Geneva and Corona Cigars in Orlando will rejoin us in just a moment. So during that three-minute break, that three-minute interstitial you listened to as I caught you up on some cigar news and some other relevant items, we got our delivery from Uber Eats, from Miguel's Mexican Restaurant in the Cigar City of Tampa. Authentic. We started off with some chips, and we had some chili con queso and some guacamole and salsa. Then we had shrimp surrounded by bacon, because let's face it, every show must have some sort of dead animal involved. Then we had some soft-shell tacos with chicken, some enchiladas with steak. What else did we... Oh, we had those stuffed jalapeno peppers.
They were good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Sergeant Steve, what'd you think?
Fantastic. Those poppers were great.
Tommy loved it.
You guys are all taking their leftovers home. Not going anywhere near
leftovers.
Pleasure Palace.
Yep.
By the way, we will go on probably a half-hour siesta, and we will rejoin you around
we'll
3 o'clock to all of our affiliates after our delicacies that we've just enjoyed. We all need a little siesta, but we will continue front and center. All right, we left off at the Suerte Tequilas. I'm looking at these bottles, Sommelier Dave. Reminds me of Dry Fly Distillery out in Washington State.
Good.
But very, very nice. Tell me about Suerte. Is this new?
Yep. They're a couple years old. You'll see that they have the rabbit on the label. The rabbits are in honor of what's in the agave fields. A lot of rabbits. Rabbits.
A lot of rabbits conducting pleasure move. Little rabbit harems all over the place.
They're sucking on the leaves and all that, getting a little blue agave in their system. So they have a real nice Blanco, Reposado, Añejo. It's small, hand-barrel crafted. This Blanco that you're going to try, they do 650 cases per batch, handcrafted batch. So that's not that many cases at all.
Well, looking at the design of the bottle, the bottle itself, the logo, very, very appetizing. Yeah. I cannot wait to try this. So first up is Suerte Blanco.
It's going to be 100% blue agave. It's going to be slow roasted in a brick oven for 52 hours, then crushed by the Tahona. That's a long time, 52 hours.
Well, Sommelier Dave, as I take a smell of this on the aroma, almost some fruit-like sweetness.
Sure. That's going to permeate through a lot of the actual agave, true agaves, where you get 100% agave. That agave has such a potent flavor to it and aroma. It stands straight up. Citrus.
Well, I'm going to take a sip here.
You're going to get some herbal, citrus, sweet notes.
Almost has some, the herbal essence.
Yeah.
Almost tastes similar to an acid cigar or a Lars Tennis with the infused botanicals.
Right.
And in fact, I would say the aroma of this is very similar to a gin, almost juniper-like aromas. Same thing on the taste. This is very pleasant.
Yeah.
This would be a good substitute for gin.
Yeah, and it's, there you go, make gin Bloody Marias.
Bloody Maria.
But it's going to be relatively inexpensive to most of the ones that we've tried. It's $31 a bottle. You can drink it neat, or you can make your margarita out of it.
Well, this is fantastic. By the way, I forgot to give, for the Milagro Reposado and the Añejo, I will give that the General's five-star recommendation.
True.
A five-star selection. Those were outstanding. Really, really enjoyed that. You cannot go wrong. Now, the Suerte Reposado, as I look at this, there's not much color compared to some of the other Reposados. Very, very, almost light. Whitish straw color.
Right. So it's going to be 6 months rested in a barrel. But remember, by law, you don't have to add color to it if you don't. You can if you want to. So when you look at some of these tequilas, they have that nice golden hue to it or that really robust look like a bourbon or a whiskey. It's because they had some caramel color added to it. This is just pure handcrafted tequila.
Wow, the aroma on this is fabulous. Let me say cheers on this.
Nice.
It's very pleasant.
Yeah.
Very pleasant. I would say this is non-offensive.
No, it's soft.
Yeah, it's something soft. Perfect. Soft, smooth, pleasant, approachable.
Exactly.
I like this.
36.
I'd give this a five-star selection for somebody that wants some mellow flavors, very soft notes, very delightful. When we come back, we'll hit the Suerte Añejo. Then we go into the Herradura's Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers. Front and center continues with Sommelier Dave, Tommy Diadio, and yours truly, the global five-star general and alpha male in chief.
check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the general enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. I'm here with my brother Nish and my cousin Nimish, and we're talking cigars. Guess what? They want me to vote on what my favorite cigar is. It's tough, but I'm going to go with the Decade. I love it. It's rich, decadent, and smooth.
Rocky, you know what? The Decade's a great cigar, but the 15th anniversary, that's the cigar. That celebrated your 15 years in business, and I got to tell you, it's my favorite.
You know what, Nish and Rocky, you both are wrong. The best cigar is Freedom by Rocky Patel. This cigar delivers a lot of spice, a lot of flavor, and in my opinion, it's the best cigar we make.
As usual, we can't agree. But guess what? There's a great cigar for everyone. I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigars are not a safe alternative to cigarettes.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
It's a Cinco de Mayo celebration hosted by your Cinco Star General, Cigar Dave Cinco. Cha-cha-cha.
I like that. Your Cinco Star Global General and Alpha Male in Chief globally, of course. The song, Tequila. Very famous in my hometown of Buffalo, because during the Buffalo Sabres games, during one of the breaks in play, there was a beer salesman known as the Earl of Bud, and he'd get on one of the rails and actually start dancing to this thing with the two beers and everything in hand. So the Earl of Bud in Buffalo, and today we enjoy our 29 different tequilas. We've got a lot to get to. So far, we've hit, this will be 11, as we continue with Suerte, the extra añejo. Very impressed with the Suerte. What's interesting, Sommelier Dave, is how there's a reposado, there's an añejo, there's a blanco, but every one is slightly different, similar to a cigar. None are the exact same.
Well, a lot of it has to do with the aging. Some are not aged wooden barrels at all. They're just stainless steel, or they just go right into the bottle, so you're going to get a particular flavor profile, and the longer you put it in a barrel, the nuances that come from the barrel, especially a whiskey barrel. Imagine whether it's Jack Daniels or whatever, all that interesting nuance.
All right, so now we've got this Suerte Extra Añejo. This is a limited edition, Sommelier Dave.
Very.
So if it's good, I'm taking it with me.
It's yours, General. Whether it's good or bad, you're
going to... No.
It's going home with
bad,
you.
No, if it's bad, it goes home with Sergeant Steve. If it's good, it goes home with me.
Oh, man.
Now, this has got some maple notes
on
the nose. This is... Oh.
Because it's an extra Añejo.
And a little bit of... I'm getting a little bit of oakiness, little wood.
Right. Over 3 years aged. Initially, it's going to be put in that brick...
This
oven
is magnificent.
For 52 hours and cooked. It brings out all those flavors, and then by putting it in the barrel for 3 years, that's the results.
This is magnificent. Again, very approachable, little bit more warmth, but not overpowering. I'll tell you, this is going to get my five-star selection as well, and I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, the aroma is fabulous with the notes of maple. When you taste it, it's got the slight notes of maple, notes of the oak, of the
wood.
Probably
a little vanilla.
Little vanilla, but there's no bite. It's just a slight warmth, very pleasant all the way. So far, I got to tell you, this would be my favorite sipping
tequila yours.
This is mine. Put that in my special bag.
Steve, you don't get it.
Suggested retail sommelier.
You're looking at $47.
Worth every penny. Very impressive. And again, relatively new to the market.
Yes.
And how's that doing in the marketplace?
Okay. It's trying to get someone educated through programs like yours. Thank you very much. To get them off of buying their everyday, realizing that if you spend a little bit extra money, it's really not that much more expensive due to the fact you're not buying mixers, you're not over drinking, you're consuming a better quality product, drinking less of it, you're getting a better environment occasion.
Well, tell the Suertes that it's got my five-star recommendation, and I expect a case of it at the Pleasure Palace.
It's on its way.
Outstanding. Now we move into a very unique line. Before we go to Herradura, we're going to go to the Viva 32.
32.
XXXII, the 32 unique bottle.
Yeah.
This is very unique.
It's organic.
It says Tequila Joven.
Hoven.
Hoven, okay.
Hoven's young.
Young.
Yeah, young. Love them young.
No, we don't. They've got to be at least 18, thank you very much. Or, 17 below will get you 20. So, Sommelier Dave, the harem must be a minimum of 18, 21 preferred.
There you go.
All right, now tell me about this Hoven.
So it's 100% blue agave, and it's blended with some three-year-old extra añejo. So it's a blend.
Okay.
It's going to go through a four-stage cold filtration process. It's got to have a lot of flavor forward.
Ooh.
Little lemon peel, white pepper, yerba buena.
This is surprising me. I thought this was going to be... unbalanced, unfinished.
Because of the way the design looks.
Yeah, the bottle
is ultra modern.
It is ultra modern, but the aroma on this, a lot of lemon, a lot of lime, a little bit of, almost a little bit of a mustiness to it, but when you take a taste,
it's clean, it's crisp.
Mm-hmm.
It has a medium to long finish.
It does.
As you smack your lips, you're bringing air in, you're getting more different nuances on those flavors.
I may take that. Let's put that to the side for now, but that's pleasant. Suggested retail.
You're looking at $35 a bottle.
Now, that's nice. Again, that's so good. As a Blanco, I wouldn't mix anything with that.
Correct.
That could be neat.
Drink it like it is.
In the summer, put a nice ice cube in there. You will be good to go. Now, next up, from Azunio, I'm looking at, it says USDA organic tequilas.
Yes.
Beautiful looking tequila bottles. 100%
organic. We've tried these last year, too. We were really happy with them. They show very well. Azunio, 100% organic. As you'll see, more and more are going towards organic farming due to the flavor profile and all that of it.
Now, this Azunio Blanco reminds me of a White Dog unaged bourbon.
Yeah.
Or whiskey. It's got that corn, almost notes of corn, very sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking at something in the $36 range. It's as authentic of a tequila as tequila can be.
All right.
It's been oven roasted for 36 hours, 2 times distilled.
Now we move to the Reposado again.
Yes.
Organic. I'll say cheers.
You're looking at Three Monks in American Oak. With a touch of smokiness,
Light
vanilla finish.
I was just going to say, vanilla smokiness on the palate.
That's that barrel.
This reminds me almost of a Scotch whiskey, almost with a little bit of that smokiness, but not overpowering.
Right.
Very, very pleasant. I would say this is also, I'm going to wait for the Añejo.
Yeah.
But this could be in contention for a 5-star selection.
They suggest you sip it as a craft cocktail, such as the Mexican Mule or the Mexican Sunrise.
All right. Next up is the Añejo.
Is going to be the Añejo.
Now, this has got, on the nose, I'm getting a little orange peel on here. And I'm going to say cheers and take a sip.
This one's aged 18 months in a barrel. You're going to get some really nice natural open-air fermentation flavors.
This has got a lemony, almost tang to it. Not a lot of warmth, but lemony tang. So it's a different taste. I would say the Reposado I favor, but this Añejo is very, very nice. So that is very, very pleasant. Suggested retail.
$44 a bottle.
Okay, $44. Now we go to Herradura. Beautiful bottles. I was very impressed with some of the Herraduras we had last year, so I wanted you to bring all of them this year.
Yes.
We start up with Tommy D. Put the headphones on, please. We're going to be going to Herradura, the silver. Tell me about Herradura.
So Herradura is part of Brown-Forman's portfolio. This is one of their tequila expressions with El Jimador. They do a very nice job of it. What you'll have here is a 100% agave, which is aged for 45 days. Just like Tommy said, it can go couple days or 45. It's under the two-month period.
Oh, nice. So,
but you
sweetness.
Do get a little bit of vanilla and woody notes on it.
I'm not getting a lot of woody, but I'm getting vanilla with some sweetness. What do you think, Tommy?
Yeah, very smooth.
Yeah, I like this. This is nice. Suggested retail.
You're looking at $39 a bottle.
I'm a big fan of Herradura.
I'm going to take that Herradura. We're going to add that to my list as well because that is very, very impressive all the way. $39 for a Herradura Silver. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next up.
So you have the Reposado, which is going to be in the barrel for 11 months.
All right, this is the Reposado right in front of me. Again, it's got a new, unique horseshoe on here, so there's got to be some sort of horse connection
there. Yeah, it's a special commemorative bottle that they put out.
Nice.
You know, for $41 a bottle, 11 months in American oak barrels, it's got some really nice flavors to it.
Are they the same?
Wow.
Añejo.
Oh, Añejo.
I like that. I'm going to take that, too. That is so good. And that's a Reposado. That's amazing. Only a year. It's got
11
months. Some fruitiness, some sweetness, a little molasses I'm finding.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very pleasant. She suggested retail on this one.
We're looking at $41 a bottle.
All right, so $41 a bottle. $2 more for the Reposado, can't go wrong.
Nope.
Cannot go wrong. Now we go to the
Añejo.
Añejo. And I'm looking at the bottle again. I'm not seeing it's. What's amazing is the Reposado looks darker than the Añejo.
Yeah, I can't comment on that. But
they
again,
both finished in the same barrel.
I don't know what
maybe
type of barrels they're using.
Barrel. Maybe
exactly.
One's France, one's American bourbon.
Exactly.
Could be.
But, you know, they're not going to add the caramel color because it then
right.
takes away from it being natural.
I don't want any spirit that adds any sort of artificial color or natural color. I just want the natural wood color. Now, I'll say cheers on this.
There you go.
Wow, incredibly smooth.
A lot of flavor to it, too.
This is very – what's interesting, the Reposado and the Añejo are almost similar, but I like the Reposado better.
The longer it stays in the cask, it gets lighter, smoother, and it loses that agave flavor.
Suggested retail on that.
You're looking at $46 a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. To me, the $44, the Herradura $46 Reposado. Did we say 44? 44.
41.
41. And we said.
Do I hear 42?
41. And the Añejo was 46, you said.
Yes.
Okay, to me. I like the Reposado for $5 less. We're going to add that to my collection.
But people that
as
like
well.
The sip will like the Añejo.
They do, but to me, the Reposado is more complex.
I'm a Blanco guy.
Are you really?
Then Reposado, I'm not a big Añejo or extra Añejo person.
See, I normally like Añejo, but this Reposado is so flavorful with the expansion of flavors that I will add that. I'm going to make that a 5-star selection, the Herradura. Reposado, and that's not even the reserve, and we've got two others that we're going to be enjoying.
So we just tasted the Añejo. Here is the reserve.
This is a Reserva Reposado 2016 that I brought from my personal collection.
Correct.
And we're going to sample this, so I know I must have liked it when I tasted it because it's in my personal bar. So we'll take a sip.
That's the 14-year-old. It's the best example of how each source of flavor, agave, water, fermentation, distillation, and maturation impacts the character of the final product.
Tasting notes incredibly balanced.
Yeah.
Very smooth. Slight notes of sweetness.
You're going to taste something
so satisfying.
I got a little citrus on the end.
A little bit of citrus.
You're
going to
taste something a little different every time you taste it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Now we move into.
They have an Ultra.
An Ultra. Tell me about the Ultra.
Yeah, this is a.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Always focus on quality, never on quantity.
Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
Cigar connoisseurs and enthusiasts love going into their retailer's humidor and seeing what's new, what's exciting. It's like a kid in a candy store. And we've got a great way that you can enjoy and sample fabulous cigars from incredible manufacturers. It's the Cigar Dave Officers Club. Every month, you will receive three fantastic cigars in an Officers Club Ziploc pouch shipped directly to you for $22.95. Now, in the past year, we've had incredible selections. We had the World of Davidoff, which featured an Avo and a Davidoff Winston Churchill. We've had cigars from A.J. Fernandez, from Rocky Patel, from Plasencia, Drew Estate, Sindicato, Fonseca. Incredible cigars that you will love. Become a member of the Officers Club today. Join now. Go to CigarDave.com. Click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. You will absolutely love it.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
By my count, we have enjoyed about 24 different tequilas and cocktails. And we're going to now move into the mezcal area. Again, grown from agave, not blue agave, and not from the particular region, the Jalisco region in Mexico. So, Sommelier Dave, tell me what we have here on mezcal. Can't wait to get to it.
So I've brought four expressions of mezcal, and mezcal's really to be consumed neat.
Mm-hmm.
You can make margaritas out of it. That's not what it's for.
Old fashioned stuff.
There's about 30 different varieties of agave plants, mainly out of Oaxaca. One, two, these are out of Huaca, and what we have is a really nice expression of this Montelobos Mezcal Joven. The first one you're having is just a typical regular agave, a lot of smoke. And you're going to pay $36 for it.
Smoke, licorice, the aroma on here almost smells like a woman's perfume, very perfumed scent.
Cigar-driven. These are sit-down, drink neat, have a cigar, smoke a joint, whatever you want to do.
This is very similar to a very smoky, almost like a Johnny Walker Double Black.
Or an Islay Scotch.
Islay Scotch, correct. Very nice. All right, suggested retail.
$36.
$36. Now we move into the Puebla, so a different region.
Wow.
Well, it's still out of Huaca.
Oh, still out of Huaca.
Yes. Okay. And these are both of these are 100% organically grown agave.
A little smoother, a little lighter. But I tell you, I like the, what's it called, Huaca?
Huaca.
Huaca. I like the Huaca Huaca.
Yeah.
Very, very
nice. It's a really good area for mezcals. So this bottle is $108 normally out on the market.
What about the Huaca?
It's $108.
I'm going to take the Huaca. I like that one.
Tobago.
Between both. Now we move into Mezcal Vago.
Right. It's by the Emigio Jardine family. It's out of the Huaca area, the first one, and it's going to be a really nice blend. Upfront label, and it's a connoisseur's mezcal.
Yeah.
All right, let me...
Less smoke.
Very. What they're doing is they're trying to go to more flavor profile for the masses.
Yeah.
Ooh, whoa.
Yeah.
That's got an interesting kick to it. Mm-hmm. Almost lemon, very lemon sour, and then it goes into some major heat. Not a big fan.
Well, because it's a different agave. All day you've been doing the Blue Weber, and now you're getting a different one. And then the next one's by Joel Baraga, Espadin by Joel Baraga Mezcal. This is, again, out of Huaca. It's going to have some. This is going to have smokiness, citrus, bright citrus flavors. It's from the lower elevations in the area. The terrain is very rugged. Yeah. It's complex.
Major spice on the front of the tongue. And in the nose.
And now you know why they say they're for sipping.
Yes.
Because all these different mezcals give so totally different flavor profiles.
Yeah, on the mezcal, the Montelobos Huaca, I definitely like. So that will take for sure. The other ones, a little bit too rough for me.
These two are both $52.
Yep. Okay, it's a different experience.
The Vagos.
All right, now we move into... Tommy, your area, first tell me about this Don Julio.
This is a Don Julio double cask. So it's still Reposado, but they change it from a bourbon cask into a Buchanan's cask.
Which is what?
Buchanan's is a blended scotch by Diageo.
Oh, blended scotch. Okay, gotcha.
That every Mexican loves the drink.
Mm-hmm.
Very Hispanic.
Wow, this is nice.
Sweeter.
It's sweet, honey-like, very smooth, not viscous, no warmth, very pleasant down the palate. Like it. Suggested retail for a bottle.
That one's probably about $59.
And that's the regular Don Julio?
No, this is a limited edition, you really can't find it. It's very hard to find.
All right. And
now we have our Padron single barrel Corona pick, which one actually we did in a American bourbon cask.
Now this is a special that you selected.
We bought the whole barrel.
Bought the whole barrel. All right, so let me say cheers.
So it's an
Nice
Anejo.
Aroma on the nose. Wow, sweet, smooth.
Sipping.
It is a sipping. Mm-hmm. I like this. Tell Jeff, the great Jeff Borshowitz, the proprietor of Corona Cigar, I need a bottle of this. He always sent me a bottle of all their single barrel spirits. How come I didn't get one of these?
I'll get you one.
This is good. Suggested retail for a bottle.
That one's $69.85. We sell it at the stores.
This is magnificent.
And the next one we have is the Grand Padron Bordeaux. So I changed the estate out
there. Hang on one second, Tommy. 5-star selection, Steve, on this Patron. Añejo, single barrel Corona cigar exclusive.
And next one's the Grand Padron Bordeaux. This is twice cast, too. It's an extra Añejo, but they finish this in a French Burgundy cask.
Ooh.
Nice.
This retails for a big bucks.
From where you're drinking, I can see in the color. Mm-hmm. You can almost see the color from the wine.
Wow, that is incredibly smooth. Notes of
Pinot
honey.
Pinot Noir.
That's $600-something dollars retail.
I just had a sip of about... How much per shot did you get?
I think it's like $90 or $98.
I just enjoyed about $38 worth, and I've got about $70 worth left in my glass. Absolutely magnificent. All right, last one. I'm going to tell you what the MAGA Build the Wall. It's Blanco Tequila, a splash of bourbon, large bricks of ice, topped with barbed wire stir, served in a tall, tall vertical glass, a big, beautiful glass. No door on this particular glass. Magnificent. Tommy Diadio, Sommelier Dave, cheers. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy
great
Cinco
tequilas.
To you,
go to CigarDave.com. The entire list of our 30 tequilas are all on there with tasting notes. Cigar Dave, the General, saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby, extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio, always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Arriba, arriba, andale. Ciao, ciao.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.